Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Initial sound you might have heard was a cat purring because my sister-in-law is away and her hat, when she goes away, comes out into my bedroom and stays here. Anyway, welcome to Green Magic, Green Medicine. Tonight's topic is stinging nettle, and I do see that Susan is in the queue, so I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. Welcome, Susan.
Green blessings. I'm so glad to be with you.
Absolutely, and so glad for you to be here with us. And it's such a blessing to have you on the Main Street Universe Radio Network, for sure. There's still times where I go into the New Age shop and I go, oh yeah, Susan Weed's on our network. And they're like, really? How'd you do that? They're a little bit impressed. I say,
Thank you. Thank you for that feedback. You know, we're just about in May, aren't we? We're coming up to May Day. The next thing you know, it's going to be the 1st of May. Hip hip hooray, the fairies come out to play the 1st of May. You know that old lore? They say that the fairies live in their underground cities all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't until the 1st of May that the fairy gates open and they're allowed out. And, of course, May 1st is the official beginning of summer. So how appropriate that the fairies should be here to greet that and to bring them in. Nonetheless, fairies or no, throughout most of the area, things are really starting to bloom. Here in the northeast, the forsythia is in bloom. You familiar with forsythia, forsythia?
I'm sorry, say it.
Yeah, I see a competition cat there. The big yellow shrubs that bloom at this time of the year. Do you have any of those where you are?
Right now, you know what I'm seeing here, because I'm in the D.C., Northern Virginia area, and we're seeing these amazing, I don't know, again, because I don't know the plants as well as you, but these amazing, like, purple flowers and these purple things and the cherry blossoms, of course, in D.C., like these cherry blossom things going on.
Yes, lots of cherry blossoms, and the purple things you're seeing are called red buds.
Oh, okay.
And all of those flowers are edible. The cherry blossoms are edible, the red bud flowers are edible, and the forsythia. And the big yellow shrubs, which are blooming everywhere in Nauvoo, those have edible flowers as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they're just wonderful in your green salads, you know?
How nice to go out and pick a salad from outside.
Exactly.
It's funny because
and
I had a moment.
If you don't pick the whole salad, if you just pick part of it, that's absolutely fine. As a matter of fact, this weekend, that's what we did. Both classes, we had a spring tonics class here on Saturday, and the first thing we did was we went out and picked nettle for soup. And while we were outside cutting the nettle in the garden, I had a pan of water up on the stove coming to a boil. and I had 2 cups of water in that pan for every person I wanted to serve soup to. And I told them that they needed to cut at least an ounce of nettle. And that's about what I use, 2 cups of boiling water and 1 ounce of fresh nettle. And I throw the nettle right into the boiling water and let the water come back to a boil, and then I turned the fire down so that it was still simmering and put the lid on it. And then we went out and did other things. We went out to the wild leek patch, and we learned the story of the women who loved wild leeks, and we walked around, and we saw some other spring tonics, and then we came back, and we picked a wild salad. And we put all kinds of springtime blossoms in it. And then Sunday, when we did hands-on spring medicines, we started out the day pretty much the same way by going to a different garden and cutting nettle. And it was a bigger class, so I got them to cut more nettle, and there was more nettle in our soup. And I threw a potato in this one. I brought the water up to a boil, and I tossed the nettle in there and brought it up to a boil again, turned the fire down so it was still simmering. And, of course, when I have something on the stove like that, I do my best to come back in the house like every hour or so just to check to make sure everything is okay. And on one of those go-rounds, I threw in a couple of diced up potatoes. So they just had a little bit more heft to it because it's been getting cold through much of the Northeast. So nettle soup, and I'm drinking nettle infusion tonight, and I was just saying, I wonder how much longer they'll let me entertain them with nettle. I could just go on and on and on about nettle. But will they let me? So let's see how much you will let me. One of the things that we haven't talked about is that nettle is really a beautifier.
Uh-huh.
I remember very vividly my daughter Justine coming in and kind of, you know, taking her hand and tossing her hair a bit and saying, well, what do you think? And I said, what do I think about what? And she kind of, you know, swung her head from side to side. She said, my hair. I said, it's lovely hair. She said, no, flip, twist. What do you think about my hair? I said, it looks fine. She said, oh. She said, I made your nettle hair rinse from the book. She says, just look at my hair. It's like, it's bouncy, it's shiny, it's vivid, it's wonderful. She says, wow, that's great. I said, and drinking it too. You drink it, you get that from the inside out. Nettle is really a beautifier. It makes your skin glow. I have seen several times apprentices arrive here with, you know, skin conditions that they were hoping to see if they could do something about. One woman in particular had very, very difficult case of cystitis acne and just, you know, in constant things getting ready to come up, coming up, getting ready to erupt, erupting, healing. It hurt to look at her. You could tell that she was in pain as well as feeling embarrassed by it. And rather than have her put anything on her face or focus on her face, we just focused on what she was taking in and especially on getting her to drink nourishing herbal infusions and especially on nettle infusion. In my big green book, Healing Wise, I say nettle leaves are a hair and skin nourisher. Glossy, thick, vibrant hair, healthy, hard nails, and clear, lustrous, smooth skin are yours when sister stinging nettle becomes your ally. Says who? Says the gypsies. Says me. Says Sheck. Researchers, Ed, every woman I know who's ever tried it. The simplest hair rinse is made by combining a cup of rainwater and some nettle vinegar. But you can also use any spoiled infusion as a hair rinse. As a matter of fact, I often remind people that the infusions are very high in protein and very high in nutrition in general, vitamins and minerals, phytosterols, and so on. And so they do go off rather rapidly. It's not like we make a bunch of infusions and keep them around, like tinctures, which are quite different. They're preserved forms of herbs. We make it an infusion, and then we drink the infusion, and then we make another infusion, and then we drink that infusion. And sometimes we might misjudge, like perhaps I thought that there were 20 people coming to class and some of them didn't make it and I had extra infusion left over and for some reason we couldn't use it because, of course, I wanted a different infusion for the next class and it spoils. And people say, first of all, how can I tell if the infusion spoiled? And I say, well, you can smell it and you can taste it, and different people are going to smell it and taste it at different levels. When especially the nettle gets a little off, I can smell it almost immediately. But my sweetheart, my boyfriend, can't. And he's perfectly fine with drinking nettle for hours after I've already smelled it going off. And if you smell it going off or it tastes off to you, then you use it as a hair rinse or as a food for your houseplants. Nettle especially. Oh, my goodness, the wonderful things nettle will do. Nettle is recommended especially to balance over oily skin and scalp. Nettle treatments nourish new growth of hair, check falling hair, and encourage supple strength of hair. Nettle also removes fungal and bacterial infections of the scalp, the nails, and the skin, including acne. So week by week, as she was here, this apprentice, and drinking her infusions, her nettle infusions, her skin began to clear. First, we saw that there were no new ones arriving, and then the ones that were there began to heal more and more rapidly until after she had been here 13 weeks, she had, I think, one or two eruptions around her chin area and a really big grin. Try nettle infusion as a facial, a hair rinse, a bath, or a dentifrice. It's great for gums. When your skin is a chronic problem, try Wise Woman Ways and nettle for healing yourself or others with problems such as acne, eczema, fungal infections. Eat at least half a cup of cooked nettle daily or drink up to 2 cups of infusion daily for 6 to 10 weeks. Tincture of fresh nettle juice, or homeopathic urtica is preferred for easing pain, nourishing the immune system, and helping heal those with acute skin rashes such as hives, measles, or chickenpox. Russian herbalists use the fresh juice of nettle leaves as a toothache cure, and fresh nettle leaves bruised or pounded with salt and applied at least 3 times daily help heal those who are dealing with external ulcers, boils, foul sores, abscesses, and infected splinters. A wash or a soak of nettle infusion or the fresh juice is an antiseptic healing aid for cuts, minor wounds, heat rash, burns, corns, diabetic foot problems, and sore feet. And you might want to try nettle lotion or ointment to relieve swelling and stinging from insect stings and bites, rashes, burns, hives, fungus infections, and other mild self-limiting rashes. And while we're talking about first aid, the juice of fresh nettle, as well as the broth from cooked nettle greens and full-strength nettle infusion are all reliable ways to use one of Sister Spinster's most notable properties, stopping bleeding. Use nettle frequently during, before, during, and after a hemorrhage. I always remember this one apprentice, the midwife, and after her apprenticeship, she got pregnant and had a baby pregnancy. She kept gaining weight and gaining weight, and she said, gosh, it's very strange. It's not like I'm eating, you know, too much food, and all the food I'm eating is really good, so I'm just going to go with it. And she did, and when she gave birth, she lost a tremendous amount of blood. As a matter of fact, she lost so much blood that once they finally got it stopped, she said, oh, I'd need to go to the bathroom. And the midwife looked at her and said, excuse me, you can't walk. You've just lost too much blood. As a matter of fact, you can't talk. You've lost too much blood. You should be unconscious at this point. And she said, yeah. You know, but I gained all that weight, and I drank all that nettle, and I'm just fine, and I'm walking to the bathroom. And, of course, nettle was part of the allies that they used to help to stop that bleeding, as well as other more acute herbs there. Nettle is an excellent ally, along with other wise woman ways, when you want to heal yourself or others dealing with profuse menses, nosebleeds, bloody urine, lung hemorrhages, bloody coughs, bleeding hemorrhoids, bloody stools, bloody vomit, and, as I just mentioned, hemorrhage from childbirth. In Jamaica, where they have stinging nettle, they kind of smush the stinging nettle up and put some of that juice into the open wounds. In fact, I will tell you truthfully, I've actually even seen them just crush up the whole plant and stick the whole thing on a wound. You think, oh my goodness, that's adding insult to injury. But who knows? We know that nettle is an incredible source of vitamin K. Nettle is one of the very highest in vitamin K of all plants. And vitamin K, of course, helps to stop bleeding. I've actually seen some pretty interesting studies showing how quickly taking nettle, even at the time of a hemorrhage, can stop bleeding, and, of course, how effective it is if we take it beforehand. Another way to stop a bleeding, not using the fresh nettle leaves, ouch, in a wound, is to dry them and then powder them up very, very finely and sprinkle them on razor cuts, glass cuts, and other minor wounds. G.P. Wood, M.D., and E.H. Ruddick, M.D., in 1925 say, for hemorrhage, the expressed juice of the fresh leaves is regarded as more effective than the decoction given in teaspoonful doses every hour or as often as the nature of the case requires. Stinging nettle has so many wonderful uses.
You always bring a great, interesting perspective, Susan. and not only that, but you also bring a scientific thing. I have to say, and I don't mean to interrupt, but I did look up your debate between the raw versus cooked. I saw the video. And your approach was so brilliant, and not only that, it was like it felt like you were completely winning the argument but trying to be nice, because I got the impression that you liked the person you were debating with and that you weren't trying to, you know, kind of throw her out with the, you know, you weren't trying to embarrass her or something, because you truly seemed to be dominating the debate, but you were being really sweet about it. I remember that's the impression I got from the debate anyway.
Well, and that was the impression I got too. And yes, Brigitte Mars is a wonderful person, an incredible herbalist. And I love her very, very much, and I've known her for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And as I said, we thought, well, gee golly, you know, since we're on opposite sides of this issue, let's make some moolah out of it, right? And so we hired, you know, the videographers in the studio and the mediator and so on, and made this raw versus cooked debate. And I had not actually realized doing it that she was coming off as poorly as she came off. And so I said, I don't want this to be released. I don't want to sell this. I don't want to make money off my friend not looking good.
Yes, and I definitely have that impression, because I had forgotten that aspect when I looked at the video. And I looked at the video, and again, no disrespect of her at all. She made some great points. But the point being was, I definitely got the impression that you were like, gosh, I like her, and I'm going to hold back a little bit kind of thing. You know, it was definitely like, I guess without, I don't want to make anything awkward or uncomfortable. I mean, that was definitely the impression I got. It was kind of powerful that way. Like you were saying, okay, well, okay.
yeah. So that's why I said, you know, no, we cannot put this out for distribution. We're not going to make any money, you know, off of it. And then somehow someone got hold of a copy and posted it at YouTube, for which I'm glad. I'm certainly glad to have that as a resource. In fact, the strain in our friendship was more the story that I tell about the dinner afterward.
Oh.
Right, and my diabetic friend. And how I had to call 911 the next morning. And so, of course, in a very simplified form, what got back to her was that Susan was saying that she almost killed somebody with a raw food meal.
Which is, of course,
which is not in any way what I am saying.
Right.
What I'm saying is someone who's a diabetic found that she didn't get any food value from it. And because she was involved in an experimental study, she wasn't able to calibrate her insulin as accurately as she would have been if she was using what she was used to. And I didn't understand that she wanted honey. And if I had understood that she wanted honey, the whole crisis would have been over. So, you know, certainly if anybody was to blame, I'm the one who's to blame, not Brigitte, who prepared a wonderful meal for us with a great deal of love in it. Not any nutrition, but a great deal of love. And I certainly imbibe that love and continue to mwah, love you, Brigitte.
Right.
So
and I got that impression. Again, that's all I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay, you're always back for someone you liked.
Yeah. So I'm gonna push on. You're not being bored by nettle yet?
No. I was just because you mentioned it at the end of the last episode. So I was like, okay, well, I did look it up, and so I mentioned it.
Yeah. And note that we were just talking about the uses of raw nettle juice.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, people want to, like, put me in little boxes and say, well, Susan never does this or Susan never does that. And it's no, you know. Let's be specific. And it's one way that we distinguish folklore from herbal medicine, both of which are wonderful. And I've learned a lot from folklore. But folklore would say, you know, nettle is great for your kidneys. And herbal medicine would say stinging nettle infusion can rebuild the kidneys if made from the nettle leaf. So what I want to do is to continue to talk a little more about nettle leaf, because it's really, drinking nettle infusion is phenomenal, and it just like kind of helps with whatever is bothering you. And not to abandon nettle, but in fact to go on next week, because we've only been talking about nettle leaf. And both the seed of nettle and the root of nettle are also herbal medicines. And I included them in my book, even though they were a bit odd, but actually in the time since the publication of my book, they have become less and less odd, and they're now actual items of commerce. There is a third part that I want to continue on with next week, in addition to the seed and the root, and that is the nettle sting. That is not an item of commerce. At this point, no one has figured out how to sell the sting of the nettle, but we're going to talk a bit about it. I know we've already talked some about it, but we're going to talk just a little bit more about it. And for right now, let's get into nettle leaves are a digestive restorative. Now, you know, before I go into that, let me say that when I harvest nettle, and then cut it up and use it for myself. And when other people harvest nettle and it's cut, even commercially, it's got the stalk as well as the leaf. And that's just kind of herbalist shorthand. When we say the leaf, what we really mean is the above ground part of the plant, sometimes called herba. So it'd be nettle herba. So it's the stalk and the leaves of the plant. Invite sister spinster stinging nettle to dinner. If she arrives dry, to serve her as an after-dinner tea, or better yet, infusion. If she arrives freshly picked, use her as a fresh juice or eat the cooked greens. See Nettle Kitchen. Do it often for at least 3 weeks, and she'll help improve your digestion and prevent stomach aches by tonifying your liver, gallbladder, and spleen, healing your stomach and intestines. intestinal tract of ulcers, nourishing the mucous membranes of the intestinal tract, relieving constipation, eliminating or reducing diarrhea, restoring tone to the digestive system, and especially the veins, the shrinking hemorrhoids, and clearing intestinal infections. Nettle extract has been shown to inhibit Shigella strains and Staphylococcus aureus in Russian tests. Unfortunately, Pseudomonas and E. coli were uninfected, but hey, 2 out of 4, hooray for nettle. Those with hemorrhoids respond strongly to nettle sitz baths, as well as to regular daily tonic use of the infusion, drinking it to strengthen the veins from the inside out. Soak your sitzer in a warm nettle infusion for 10 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day if you can, and dab on the fresh juice if you have it available. In 1833, hemorrhoid cure calls for boiling nettle juice with a little sugar and instructs, take 2 ounces of it, seldom needs repeating. Another old book suggested humans or beasts with round worms or thread worms, also called pinworms, may be treated by steeping fresh nettle leaves in whey and drinking this exclusively for 3 days or longer until the worms are gone. The apprentices this morning told me that they had put fresh nettle in milk and just let it sit in the room temperature milk, and that something happened, that they were actually able to taste the nettle in the milk. So how much better even the whey, because it's more acidic. We're going to have to try that, huh? Let's soak some nettle in whey and see what happens. My experiences with worms personally have led me to believe that while many cures will reduce worm infestations, chronic problems are best treated with drugs to debilitate the worms and then herbs to prevent reinfection, tonification of the digestive mucosa, circulation, and energy fields with nettle infusion after chemical dewarming will go a long way to reducing chronic worm problems in animals. Nettle leaves and stalks are a respiratory strengthener, too. Breathe deeply. Make some fresh nettle juice. Blend a small amount of water and then an abundant amount of honey into that juice, and let it be your ally, taken by the teaspoonful, to heal your bronchial and respiratory tissues, stop bleeding from the lungs, and curb excess mucus. Try a nettle honey and some wise woman wiles when healing those with colds, flus, asthma, bloody coughs, bronchitis, pleurisy, lung or chest wall sores, pneumonia, AIDS-related respiratory diseases, even tuberculosis. Old wives' stories circulate of people who cured themselves of severe lung disease with daily use of nettle. Try a half-cup serving of nettle greens several times a week for up to 3 months. Repeat it for several years, or drink up to 2 cups of nettle infusion daily for the same length of time. Boiled with barley and eaten as a porridge several times a day, the fresh or dried leaves of fister, spinster, stinging nettle loosen and bring up deep congestion without irritating sensitive respiratory tissues. Considered as specific for adults with asthmatic allergies, nettle tincture is used for acute care and the infusion for restorative and healing care. The fumes of nettle, inhaled in a sweat bath or from the steam rising off a reheated infusion, are an effective ally when healing yourself or others during or after pneumonia, bronchitis, or watery chest complaints. And here's a few nettle facts. The stinging nettles have an enchanting early morning festival when the males gaily puff their pale golden pollen into the air to be caught by the females, and the plant fancier enthralled by novel plant habits will not be disappointed if she drags herself out of bed early enough to catch this graceful ritual, says Audrey Hatfield in her Weed Herbal of 1898.
I like it.
Yes, indeed. And do you know who Milarepa is?
No, I don't.
He's a Tibetan Buddhist saint, and he's the student of the great translator Marpa. And he's said to have gone into retreat and lived exclusively on nettles until he became both enlightened and green. And that, believe it or not, is all the time we have for tonight.
Yes, but it's okay because I scheduled it as I schedule it. So I want you to say where people can maybe find you. It is linked here on the page. But
oh, good. Come and visit me at SusanWeed.com. Lots and lots of free information on herbs and health and women's issues. You could come to the Wise Woman Bookshop if you want to buy Wise Woman Herbal for the Childbearing Year. My big green book, Healing Wise, I've been reading about nettle from Healing Wise. My book, Breast Cancer? Breast Health! New Menopausal Years, The Wise Woman Way. And my latest book down there, Sexual and Reproductive Health, The Wise Woman Way. Also, correspondence courses. You can see my schedule there of where I'm going to be this year, where I'm going to be teaching. I'll be out on the West Coast for a while. Lots of interesting things happening and going on. So you could also visit wisewomanmentor.com. It's a very special site. And you might just like it. Green blessings, everybody. And green blessings to you, too. Thanks for being the band leader on Main Street.
And thank you. And I am very thankful to have been surrounded by so many wise women, including yourself. A shield maiden.
Happy May. The fairies come out to play. Good night. Green blessings.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Have a good night. And this one is Blessed Are We from our friend Kellyanna.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us. And blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling. Blessed are we.